I got a text! And I need to pull you guys in for a chat. Because I'm not happy with you guys. You know which group of you guys I'm talking about. You know, I'm not even gonna do my intro. Though, no, we're getting into it right now. I'm pulling you guys for a chat. Come sit down. Sit your butt down. You're in trouble with me. Yes. All of you guys that picked Gabe for Jen, what's wrong with you? No, literally, what's wrong with you? That wasn't the assignment. That's not who you were supposed to pick. Who you were supposed to pick was Caleb. Yes, I'm mad at you. You have a Sagittarius, mad at you. Sit your butt down. I'm not even doing my like whole intro for you guys. I'm mad. I just finished watching the episode. I went to a restaurant that was doing Love Island and had food and drinks and stuff. I'm gonna add that to it, to the whole podcast as well. I couldn't really hear everything, but I was reading the subtitles. I'm not happy with you guys. I'm not. I'm mad. And a lot of people that were in this restaurant bar were upset too. Making Beatrice vulnerable? Pourquoi? Why? What's wrong with you guys? You want drama that bad? Come on now. What's wrong with you guys? Like, literally, what is wrong with you guys? It was supposed to be Corbin, not Gabe. I have nothing against Beatrice. Beatrice Brulianos, there's nothing wrong with that. She says how it is. Do you guys have issues with people that say that it is? What it is? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, literally, what's wrong with you? I'm mad. We had a great representation of someone with a disability, like, trying to find love. And showing that just because you have a disability doesn't mean that you cannot find love. And you guys been at Beatrice's butt since the beginning, meaning like, oh, she has a disability. Oh, people are gonna favor her because of that. Bullshit. Okay? Sorry for my story. Sorry, not sorry. Bullshit. People do not treat people with disability special. We don't get special treatment. We get less than special treatment. So you guys doing that was just terrible. Literally. I'm saying this with someone with a physical disability as well. I'm mad at you guys. What was the point? Oh, she's brutally honest. Oh, well, that's life. There are people out there that are going to be brutally honest. She told the truth. She said how it is. Who you should have picked was Corbin, okay? That's who you should have picked. And a lot of people were upset. The place where it was called the villa, where I went to see it after work, everybody was, it was 50-50. Half of us were mad. Half of the people were okay with it because they didn't like Beatrice. And I'm like, there's something wrong with you. Again, the USA, there's something wrong with the USA with, like, hating on people with disability. And I know it has to do with her disability because it started way when the cast was announced that people are like, oh, people are going to have special treatment with her. No one did. Beatrice was funny. She made light of her disability. She made jokes about it. She's brutally honest. So what? I wanted her to show the world that just because you have a disability doesn't mean you're less deserving of love. And you guys be like, oh, we're gonna figure out why. They had a true connection. I loved seeing that Gabe was crying and emotional when she was voted off. And I'm like, oh, so he did actually like her. disappointing. You guys disappointed me. The other two couples that you picked to be together, I agree with. But with Jen, no, I don't agree with that. No. No, I don't forget. I'm not going to forget that. No. You guys like drama too much. No. 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 They had a true connection. No, I'm not. I'm so mad. Again, I'm recording this right after I watched the episode. So, you're going to even me not a good sense with you guys. Like, I can't even put words together because that's how upset I am. Like, you guys are making me mad. Like, they had a connection. And this doesn't give me, like, good sense of how the other roles are gonna go in the future. Because you don't like her or you don't want someone with a disability on the show. So you're gonna vote the... No. I'm not friends with you guys. Like, that's not... No. There's something messed up. No. I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with it at all. Sincere. And I'm gonna talk about how I went throughout this whole like watch party while watching Love Island. I was like at it with one dude that was like so like pro sincere, and I'm like, don't start with me. I will retaliate. Sincere is not sincere. Sincere is an asshole. Sincere is a player. Sincere is a serial cheater. Don't start with me. And it's always the men. They're like, well, Sincere. No. No. He's the one that made Melanie crazy. Don't start with me. I will attack. Anyway, I'm not saying what Melanie did was good. Again, I'm not saying her disrespecting him was good. But Sincere started it. He's the asshole. And he was like, well, I wasn't mean. Non-sincere. I wasn't being dishonest. I told the truth. No, you didn't. Stop. And I was talking to someone before, and there's a pattern in the show. I'm not... Before the Dominican men come and attack me, I'm not saying all of you. Okay, I know a Dominican man that is not like this. I'm just saying the Dominican men that come on Love Island, you're something else. Because you all act how sincere is. You guys are all cheaters. You all, like, say one thing and act the other. You all do this shit. I was talking to a co-worker of mine. And she was like, well, Sincere is Dominican. Of course he does that. That's how Dominican men move. And I'm like, no words. And they keep bringing Dominican men to prove that all Dominican men don't do this. And then all the Dominican men that come on Love Island do this. So, where are the good Dominican men that can prove that not all Dominican men are shit? Because the Dominican men that have been on Love Island so far have been trash. And that's me defending Dominican men. And I don't need to defend Dominican men. Or men in general. I don't want to. But all the Dominican men that come on Love Island, you all are trash. You treat women like objects. A thing. you say one thing, one not the other. All the other. Anyway, like I said, I am not a sincere fan. At all. I will bash sincere just like I bash Jeremiah. I'm not saying Jeremiah is Dominican. I'm just saying in general. Okay. Let's get into the reason that originally I was going to make this podcast. Originally, I was going to talk about how I went to my first watch party for Love Island. Since last year, Love Island has had these watch parties. Never went to one. I watch Love Island with friends. I watch it by myself. It's the first time. The energy with the watch parties is very high. Good thing they put subtitles, because without the subtitles, you won't know what's going on. You won't hear, because you get like, "You asshole! Yeah! Why are you kissing him?" You get like, so it's like a sporting game, but it's not a sporting game. It's not a sports show. You're not watching sports. You're watching Love Island. You're having people yelling left and right, left and right. And oh, but you hearing all of it like a live audience. And it's hard to hear what Ian is saying or what they're saying, period. It's like they have to bump the volume even higher because you can't hear, because everybody's reacting. This, that, the other. This, that, the other. And everybody's having a conversation. So, and I don't think everybody's even like completely paying attention either, because everybody's having a conversation. They're saying this, that, the other. This, that, the other. This, that. Buy him, buy him, buy him, buy him, buy him. Why are you kissing him? This, that, the other. It's kind of like if you had a big party of your own friends and we're watching Love Island, and you're like, this, that, yeah, this. You can't even hear. But when you have it with a group of friends, you can hear it, because it's like maybe max on 20 of you. Here it's like 100, 200 of you, and everybody's yelling, and you're like, I can't hear anything that's going on in the show. So when I come home, I have to rewatch it. But it was a good experience. The drinks there were really, really good. The whole atmosphere was good. You could take pictures. I didn't take any pictures because literally I went there right from work. If you can do it, you can do it. I didn't even change. But like, what I did is I went there. I had the food. The food was good. I had a salad. I had drinks. And watched the show. React. All that. Any other. Went home. Went home pissed. Well, you're getting like the reaction. You're getting like raw footage of me right now. But my feeling right now is just pissed. So however you are taking this, just know I'm mad. But overall, episode was fine. Again, I have to rewatch it to get all my actual critiques. I saw that Soy was crying when she got hit for like, I believe it was, I mean, this is me reading the subtitles, stepping on feet or will steal someone's man. And I'm like, girl, you're a bombshell. Why are you crying? It's not that deep. It's not that deep. And then the guys were saying, how it wasn't that deep. So that's why I was like, girl, it's not that deep for you to be crying. And you're a bombshell. That's your job. Why are you crying? Like, why are you sad? What? I didn't get why she was sad. I didn't get why she was crying. I didn't get any of it. It didn't make any sense to me at all why she was crying. The other parts of the episode again, I have to rewatch it again. But like I said, go to a watch party at least once, even though you can't really hear it, like hear what's happening in the episode, and you have to read subtitles. But the atmosphere is great. You get to meet new friends, new people. The only downfall for me is, again, let's talk about sports. Is it the football? And I'm talking about football as in like real football, as in like what you Americans call soccer, was playing. And when you could also hear the guys on the other end cheering for their team to win, and that was kind of distracting. So it's like, once I all us Love Islanders and probably boyfriends that were trying to see Love Island, and then we have another on the other side, all the boys that are like for whoever their football team was, and that was kind of distracting. I remember like trying to get food, because you had to get food from like outside, which was in the middle, and then you heard cheering, and I'm like, why are people cheering? I was like so confused. I was like, why are people cheering? There's nothing exciting that's going on in Love Island right now that you should be cheering. Like, Melanie just talked to Sincere, and then they're having a conversation, and then someone just got pied. How is that? Like, I forget where Pacific, the episode just started in Love Island, actually. And I heard cheering, and I was like, huh? So, like, where the thing was, it was, like, split, like, half of it, half the restaurant / bar area was, like, people for sports, guys for the sports, and then we have, like, Love Island on the other side, and I'm like, yeah, that, it was very confusing when you were getting food, because you were, like, hearing, yeah, when it was, like, Love Island just started, what was the yeah for? Because Love Island, and it was, like, someone got a goal or something, but, yeah. Overall, like I said, was I completely happy with the results of the vote? 50%, or I don't even know, 75%? Yes. Beatrice shouldn't go home. And, okay, maybe I have to rewatch the episode for this part, but why does Corbin get the opportunity to pick who stays? Why are you letting a man pick who stays? Because the vulnerable were Melanie, who I knew, Corbin, which I was surprised about, and Beatrice, which I was surprised about. And what I thought was, okay, so they're the bottom pair, okay. The Islanders have to pick who stays. Who is either all of them go home, or two of them stay, or one of them stay, and the Islanders have to pick. And what happened was, Mr. Corbin, who wants to kiss everybody, gets to pick who stays. And I'm no, let's not let the man, especially a Florida man, especially a guy that was like wants to kiss everybody, pick. Let's either have the Islanders pick or us pick. No, I was not happy about that. I was not happy about that at all. Because, by the way, Beatrice also talked to Corbin too, and I was like,
Anyway, it pissed me off. I did not like at all that Corbin had the power. No. I thought the Islanders should have had the power for that. At least. That pissed me off. Even more. I was mad. And everybody in the room that was here in the half that was watching Love Island. Not the half that was here watching the sports game ball. Were like, we know who he's picking. We know who's going home. I was even talking to one of the bartenders. Because everybody stopped unless they were like serving someone. And they were like, you know who's picking. And I'm like, yeah, I know who's picking. You know who's picking. I know. Even like the guy that was like literally like tit for tat, who was like pro sincere, he was like, you know who he's picking. I'm like, yeah. And that girl next to him, I'm like, you know who's picking. I'm like, yeah, we all know. And we were like already mad. Because her and I were like, our team Beatrice. You know who's picking. Yeah, we know. He's like, she's picking Melanie. Yeah, we know. We're just like, it wasn't even like quiet, like, because everybody already knew in the room who he was gonna pick, and I read the subtitle. It was like, Melanie. I'm like, yeah. We know. The thing that I thought was very interesting, when Ariana Maddox was like, America voted who's gonna be coupled with the bombshell, that Melanie knew. She was like, I'm going home, or I'm gonna be in the bottom. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, babe. You don't deserve to be in the bottom. Sincere does. Corbin does. But you do not deserve to be in the bottom. At all. Overall, like I said, me calming down, me speaking my words and speaking this all out, this is who I want to be voted off. Sincere and Corbin, and then Bryce as well. Yes, I'm doing all men. That's the order. I want Sincere gone. Just how I was like last season. You guys didn't hear it, but I'm just telling you. I was so adamant. I was like, Jeremiah, Austin. They need to be one off. And I'm like, Jeremiah number one. Jeremiah's number one. Jeremiah has to get out first. And I think Jeremiah got out first. If I'm wrong, my bad. But I was like, Jeremiah is my number one that has to be voted off. After that, Austin. And with this year, I'm like, Sincere needs to get voted off first. And it has nothing to do with that he's a Dominican. It has to do with how he's moving, how he's a liar, how he's a cheater, how he plays with women's face. He says one thing and acts the other. And then after that, needs to be Corbin, because he's like only there to, he's like, can I kiss you? And it's getting annoying. And then after that, needs to be Bryce. That's my order. But that's all I have for you guys today. I'm gonna rewatch this episode to get every context. If there's anything else I have to add, then I'll add and you'll hear from me. But yes, I am livid. My madness has calmed down by talking about this, but I was shocked, bad, and like, what the hell? Why are you separating a good couple? I know that, like,
Jen and Gabe had a conversation, but like, and he literally was like, the only thing I saw with Jen and Gabe was that he was like, what's your type? Which is more of a conversation than he had with the other girl when he first met them. Do you like Latinos? And I'm like, how is that out of substance for you to pick Gabe? It would have made more sense to me, okay, if you guys want to be messy. If you guys pick Zach, because Zach was like, I'm a directioner, I'm a Zane guy, and she was like, yeah, I'm a directioner, I'm a Nyler guy. So Zach was like, I'm a directioner, I'm a Zane guy, and Jenna was like, I'm also a directioner, I love Nyler, I'm a Nyler girl. And Zach was like, I also like Taylor Swift. I don't like Taylor Swift at all. I dislike Taylor Swift. Now here comes the Swifties, come on, attack me. The most like vicious group on the earth. And that's a surprise, like a fandom for female celebrity is the most vicious. Yes, I'm not a Swiftie. And he was like, oh, I love Taylor Swift too. See, they have a couple things in common. I would have been more like up for that if you guys want to be like messy. If you split Kayda and Zach and then messy that way, because I would have understood it, because Jen and Zach have stuff in common, like fandom back wise. But like, Gabe? Really? The only thing that makes sense is like, oh, because Gabe likes something. What? You guys are being messy for no reason. Like, no, if you're gonna be messy and it makes sense, okay? It would have been messy and made sense if you picked Jen to be with Zach. It was messy and it made sense that Soy was with Sincere, where Sincere technically shouldn't be with anyone, in my opinion. But come on, guys. Like, really, Gabe? Oh my gosh. You guys made me upset. You pissed me off. Oh gosh. Okay. See, me talking this through and really making this podcast right after watching it helps me calm down. Because now I'm calming down. And it might sound like, oh, she's on something. Or, no, I'm not. This is just me being annoyed and irritated. And me not having my words together is because I'm annoyed and irritated. So you're getting my live reaction after the episode. Which I rarely do. I don't give, like, right after. This is my thought. So, you're getting this. So, apparently, as of now, I guess, I'm doing a reaction on every episode or every 2 weeks or something. Because this season, and you guys, especially you guys' votes, are either gonna make me happy or piss me off. And I'm gonna tell you about it. Would I do another watch party? Maybe. Because, like I said, with a watch party, I have to rewatch it afterwards because everybody's doing, what? Yeah, what? Idiot! Duh! Why are you doing that? Like, there's a lot of excitement and, like, anger and happy, like, a lot of things that you're more hearing the reactions in the live audience than you're hearing the show. So, maybe. We will see. But overall, that's all my thoughts for today. Beatrice, I'm sorry that you're leaving. But that's all I have for you guys today. And that's it for our chat. You can go drink something or eat something or hang out with friends. We're done with our chat. Go away for the night. Bye.